你同向天父祷告。
Let's pray first。
天父，我们来到你的圣殿中，我们心中充满欢喜快乐。
Lord, we are full of joy when we come into your temple.
因为你在我们当中，你在我们敬拜你的时刻，你要用你的话语来教导我们。
Because you are among us, and you will use your word to teach us.
我们存着感恩的心来聆听你的话。
We listen to your words with a thankful heart.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在刚才我们读的圣经里边，约翰福音第六章。
We just read on the book John.
单单是第一节到第三节。
If we look at the verse 1-3,
我们看第一节到第三节呢，你从第一节到第三节这一段的经文里边呢，你会看到好像有一幅图画。
If we read the verse 1-3, we can visualize.
这个图画呢，就会看到耶稣呢，他到了那个海的对岸。
From that picture, we can see that Jesus has reached the other side of the shore.
然后在这个岸上呢，有一座山。
And nearby the shore, there was a mountain.
然后耶稣呢，就来到这个山上，他想安静的跟上帝有一个亲近的时刻。
Jesus went up the mountain, want to have a peaceful moment with God.
然后门徒们也跟着他来到这个山上。
Disciples followed.
因为他们已经忙碌了一天的侍奉
After a busy day of service,
他们都很希望能够有稍微片刻休息的时刻
They would like to have a break.
然后他们坐在山上呢，门徒们要跟耶稣一同商讨明天我们还要做的事情是怎么，应该要怎样去做。
They sat down together and they would like to discuss with Jesus what's their plan for tomorrow.
但是呢，你在看到这个图画呢，发展下去的时候，还有很多的人呢也跟着来到要来亲近耶稣。
If you look further, you can see there are a great crowd of people and who would like to be together with Jesus.
这幅图画呢，讲到耶稣在山上，他和门徒坐在那个地方。
So this picture revealed that Jesus and the people sitting together.
所以在山上呢，就是在高的地方。
In the mountain, on the top of the mountain.
所以他们的一望下去呢，下面呢是一目了然，看到很多的人都朝向他们走来。
When they if they look down, they can see a crowd of people coming towards the top.
所以圣经特别形容说，有许多的人啊。
That's the reason, in the book John, it said a great crowd of people.
这许多的人是什么人呢？
So who are those people?
你可以把它分为有五种，这许多人有五种的人。
We can categorize these, divide this into five groups.
这许多人当中呢，第一种人他们是看见过主耶稣行过神迹的，所以现在呢，他们存渴慕的心，要继续的来。亲近耶稣，看耶稣。
So one group of people were those who have witnessed Lord Jesus' miracle actions.
然后第二种人呢，他们的病呢曾经被耶稣医治好了的，所以他们也要感谢耶稣，也想来亲近耶稣，继续跟随耶稣。
The second group of people are those who has been healed by Jesus.
很可能呢，还有第三种的人呢，就是他们有病，他们听过我的朋友。他们生病的时候耶稣医治过他，现在我有病我也要来亲近耶稣，求他医治我的病。
And the third group of people might be those who were sick and they would like to get help from Jesus.
另外第四种人可能他们是很好奇啊，听到朋友说哇这个耶稣会行神迹的，所以他们说哎，去吧凑凑热闹，他们也来亲近耶稣，因为他们从来没有看过耶稣行神迹。
The fourth group of mine, those who are curious bystanders, they just want to have fun to know more.
在这许多人当中
among these many people,
哎，还有一些是敬畏上帝的人。
There were some people who were believers.
他们认识耶稣就是弥赛亚。
They knew that Jesus is the Messiah.
他们很盼望弥赛亚的来临。
they were expecting the coming of a Messiah.
所以这个时候呢，他们就来亲近耶稣，来找耶稣。
That was the reason they would like to get closer to Jesus.
So, 你看到这个图画, 如果你要画起来, 那非常热闹,
if you could paint this picture, it was a very joyful or very busy painting.
其实呢, 耶稣呢, 他跟门徒们, 他们忙碌了一整天之后啊,
as a matter of fact, after a busy day,
在这个时候, 他们已经非常身体, 很疲倦, 很疲乏了,
disciples of Jesus might be already exhausted.
所以他们本来是想休息片刻,
even though their original intention was to take a break.
但是既然这么多的人来找他们,
However, since there were a large crowd of people,
所以主耶稣的心呢,看到这些人的时候,他的心是关心这些许多的人。
So the heart of Jesus was with those people.
现在呢,他们所要做的事情,
So what they wanted to do next.
他们所要面对的问题,
So the issue they were facing.
就是要怎么样的来满足这一般的人。
So how to satisfy those large group of people.
因为天是已经渐渐晚上了,渐渐暗了。
Because it was late.
而人又这么多,不要离开,要一次亲近耶稣。
And this large number of people.
所以怎么办呢?
How could they do that?
要怎么去处理呢?
How do you solve the issue?
已经晚上了,本来我们要休息,要一起商讨明天的事情。
It was in the evening, and they would like to discuss for next day's agenda.
但是有这么多人,他们还不想离开?
However, this large number of people, they wouldn't like to go away.
所以要怎么样做呢?
So how would they do that?
如果我们刚才读了那些经文之后啊,
After we have read those scriptures,
我们看到有这么多的人需要帮助的时候,要怎么样做事的时候,
So we can see when there's a need for the help for this many people.
就看到有不同做事情的方法。
We can see there were different styles.
所以第一个做事情的方法,解决问题的方法。
So the first things for some disciples to solve the problem.
就是门徒们他们提出来的。
It was what a disciple proposed.
这个方法呢,门徒们提出来的人就说,既然这么多人来了,没有办法,叫我们走好了。
So the first solution is, since there are so many people, maybe just let them go.
为什么他们会马上想到说,叫他们走算了吧?
Why do they thought about that?
因为门徒们考虑到,
Because some disciples thought about two things.
圣经说, 他们考虑到的第一个是时间的问题, 天是已经渐渐暗了。
The first issue is the timing, and it was late.
第二个问题呢, 他们考虑到的就是地点的问题啊。
The second issue is the location.
因为这个地方呢, 是野地, 哦, 是荒山的地方。
It's just in the wilderness.
所以呢,他们是认为呢,这样呢没有办法做事情,天色又晚了,又在野地的地方,怎么样去做,怎么样做什么?
So what they felt is they had no solution, and it was late, and it's in the wilderness, and how could they do that?
所以呢,要做的就是不能做了啦,就是叫门回去好了。
So their solution is just to do nothing. So let them go.
要听耶稣讲道, 要看耶稣行其事, 明天再来吧。
So if those people want to listen to Jesus and want to witness the miracles, let them come the next day.
所以我们看到门徒们所提出来的解决的方法呢, 不是解决问题的方法。
So we realize that the solution from disciples does not solve the problem at all.
因为叫众人回去,散开明天再来,不是方法来的,是逃避问题。
Because to drive away the crowd is not to solve the problem.
也因为没有爱心,不想再服侍这些人。
Because they don't have a loving heart for those people.
你们只是来找麻烦，我们都累到半死了，我要休息。哎呀，我们不想麻烦了。
They regard this as troubles, and they do not want to take any burden.
我们不要对你们这些人呢有负担了，所以你们先回去，明天才来。
So why don't you guys go away and come back the next day?
所以呢，门徒们做这种方法呢，耶稣没有接受。
And that's also the reason that Jesus did not accept their solution.
因为我们看到主耶稣呢，他不是说哦好了就这么走，他不是这样回答。
So we can see that Jesus did not answer this.
因为耶稣呢，圣经说他是怜悯人的主啊。
Because we know Jesus has mercy for the people.
他是关心人的。
He cares about people.
他是要帮助人，有需要要去帮助人的。
And he is always willing to help people for their need.
所以主耶稣每一次呢，圣经形容他是怜悯的主。
That's the reason in scriptures we all see Jesus is a merciful Lord.
他看到很多人好像羊没有牧羊人困苦流离的时候，他的心就怜悯爱他们。
So he saw this amount of people and just like the lambs without shepherd, and he had mercy for them.
当那个瞎子看到耶稣经过说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
So when the blind saw Jesus, he said, "Have mercy on me."
还继续刚才的那个还没有。所以呢，他说可怜我吧的时候呢，耶稣就动了怜悯的心医治他。
So after that, Jesus, His heart had mercy on him and he cured his blindness.
当那个长大麻风的看到耶稣，主啊，你来洁净我吧。
When the person with the leprosy begged Jesus to Lord, cleanse me.
耶稣动了怜悯的心，就伸手摸这个长大麻风的病人。
Jesus touched him with his mercy heart.
所以耶稣现在看到这么多的群众来找他们。
So when Jesus saw this great crowd to look for him,
本来耶稣呢差派门徒出去的时候呢是要去找人的。
Initially, Jesus sent out disciples to look for people.
现在有人群这么多来找门徒来找耶稣。
Right now it's on the opposite. The great crowd came to Jesus by themselves.
门徒们竟然说打发他们回去好了。
So if you are in that situation, when the disciples say, hey, just let them go.
所以这个完全不是耶稣的心意。
So that was not the intent of Jesus.
我们看到门徒们呢，他们没有耶稣的眼光。
So we can see that Jesus, the disciples, did not have the same viewpoint of Jesus.
他们因为怕麻烦，因为不要有负担。
Because they were afraid of troubles and they do not want to burden more.
但是主耶稣却看这一般人呢，好像羊没有牧羊人一样。
However, Jesus regarded this group of people as the lambs without shepherd.
所以呢，门徒们看到要解决这些人这么晚了要给他们吃是没有办法做的，我们不会想，我们也不会做。
You see, the disciples thought about that there was no solution to feed this group of people for during this time.
So, 我们要做的呢，就是说，他们各自回去，各自回去解决问题，解决吃的事情，明天再来。
So, what they would like to do is just let them dismissed and come back the next day.
耶稣不能接受这样的提议，这样的做事的事情，这样的方法。
Jesus did not agree with this type of solution.
所以耶稣就问问题了。
That was the reason Jesus asked a question.
他就特别对腓力说。
He asked Philip,
我们要从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
So he asked, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
圣经特别说，耶稣说这一句话呢，是要试试腓力的。
So also in the scriptures, and Jesus, the purpose of Jesus asked Philip is to test him.
因为耶稣他本身知道他应该要怎么样做，他都知道。
Because Jesus knows what going to happen.
他只是要试试腓力，看看你会怎样做。
That is a try for Philip.
所以既然腓力呢被耶稣问这个问题要怎样做，
So Jesus asked Philip how to solve this problem.
要去哪里买饼给他们吃呢？
So where shall we buy bread for those people to eat?
所以呢，腓力呢就马上提出一个方法了。
Philip immediately proposed a solution.
所以腓力呢，解决这个问题的方法是他先计算代价。
So the Philip's solution is to calculate the expense.
他的回答就这样说。
He answered.
他说用20两的银子去买饼叫他们每个人吃一点也是不够的。
He said if we spend half a year's wage and to buy bread for those people each of them have a bite that's still not enough.
腓力跟耶稣在这个时候已经差不多是两年多的时间了。
Philip has been with Jesus for about 2 years.
他天天跟耶稣在一起。
He had been with Jesus every day.
这两年多的时间，他也看耶稣行了许多的神迹。
He had witnessed that Jesus performed many miracles.
听了耶稣讲了很多天国的道理。
Has listened to many lessons about the kingdom of heaven.
他也从耶稣的身上领受了许多宝贵的教导的功课。
He has also learned many lessons from Jesus.
现在呢，他呢应该是要给耶稣考考他到底对耶稣认识多少。
So this is the time, and Jesus gave him a test.
腓力呢，给我们在圣经里面看到他是一个非常注重事迹的人。
And Philly was a person that he was very practical.
在信心上呢，他可能会比较慢一点，因为凡事呢讲求事迹。
He probably was a little bit slow in his belief.
所以现在耶稣要试试他。
So now Jesus wanted to test him.
其实这个考题很简单，要在哪里买饼给他们吃。
So actually, question was very simple. It's where to buy bread.
如果今天那些午餐呢、啊、我们说要在哪里订食物给他们给弟兄姐妹吃。
So just like today, for the lunch, we ask, where would we get the food for our brothers and sisters?
你的问题一定很容易回答，这个问题一定很容易回答。
It is very easy to answer this question.
在什么什么人的餐馆订两三道菜四道菜就不解决了。
Oh, we will just to order a few trays of food from so-and-so restaurant.
当主耶稣问说要在哪里买东西给他们吃的时候啊。
So when Jesus asked where to buy food for these people.
腓力是当地人哦。
Philip was a local resident.
他对于要买什么要买饼在哪里买他一定是很了解的。
He probably was very clear regarding where to purchase the bread.
所以如果我们说他很会算的话，他算哇有五千多人啊。
So that's the reason we know he was very quick on numbers, 5,000 people.
如果腓力说根据我了解的话
，So according his experience,
在这个城市，你把所有的饼干店的饼买来呢都不够吃的。
If you purchase all this bread from every store in that city, and that was still not enough.
所以如果他对主耶稣很有信心的话
If he had faith in Jesus,
他一定会这样的对耶稣说
He would reply to Jesus.
主啊，你知道我们这个城市是小城市，饼干店没有这么多，把所有的饼买回来也不够的。
He would say, Lord, we live in a small town, and even though we consume all this bread, that won't be enough.
如果他对主耶稣非常的有认识、有信心的话
，If he had faith in Jesus,
他可能接下去应该要这样说。
He might also say like this.
是的，在你呢，凡事都能。
Yes, everything is possible in you.
虽然我们买了所有的饼干都不够，但是呢，在你呢，没有难成的事。
Although there isn't enough bread in this city, however, we still can do it.
因为主啊，我知道你是没有办法中唯一的办法，你也是没有办法中最好的办法。
Because you are the only ways if there's no solution, and you also have the best solution when there's no solution.
但是呢，腓力不是这样回答。
However, Philip did not reply like that.
如果他这样回答，表明他的信心呢非常的坚强。
If he replied that means he had a very strong faith.
很可惜，他对主耶稣认识呢还没有到这样的一个地步。
Unfortunately.His faith has reached this height.
他说主啊用二十两的银子买饼给他们也是不够的。
He said, Lord, even though we spend half years of wages, that is still not enough.
你看到他的回答耶稣的问题呢跟耶稣所要的答案呢还是相差很远。
We can see his answer, is far away from what Jesus wants.
他想到的是数目价钱。
So what he thought, what in his mind is the numbers, is the money.
耶稣问他的是要在哪里买饼，是地点地方。
Jesus asked is where and the location to get bread.
他回答的是用二十两银子买给五千人，这都是数目的哦，都不够。
His answer is it's still not enough if we spend a half year's wages.
他想到的是财富，是金钱。
He thought about the money.
而且呢，他觉得呢，这样做呢是很不划算。
And he probably also in his mind he thought, it is not a good deal to do that.
二十两银子哦。
So for this amount of money,
在当时来算呢，是一个人工作，他不说要将近两百天，他才能够赚到二十两银子。
So those amount of money needed is for a person probably have to work 200 days.
今天呢，我们为了这一群人啊。
Today for this group of people.
竟然用一个人要劳力200天所赚来的钱给他们吃一点一点一点也不够的话呢，多么不划算做这样的事。
So it was such a bad deal if someone spend the wages from 200 days work.
我们看到他的方法呢，他算的呢是很准确，很确实的。
So know that he was very calculative.
但是呢，他的回答呢，不是耶稣所要的答案。
But his answer was not Jesus wanted.
他认为呢，有金钱才能够解决问题。
He believed that only if there was enough money, it was solved that. So money can fulfill this need.
但是耶稣要的不是这样的一个回答。
That was not what Jesus wanted.
所以耶稣也不满意他所提出的解决问题的方法。
Jesus was not satisfied with his answer.
我们看到有第三个回答了，有第三个提出解决的方法了。
Consequently, there was the third solution.
这个提出解决的方法呢，是安德烈。
So, it was Andrew who proposed this solution.
你想到安德烈的时候呢，你就会思想这个人是怎样的人。
If you can visualize Andrew, you know about what kind of person he was.
安德烈呢，给我们想到说，他就是常常把人带到耶稣面前的人。
Andrew was the person who always take people in front of Jesus.
当他一见到耶稣，一遇到耶稣的时候，他马上跑去找他的哥哥彼得说：“我们遇见弥赛亚基督了，我带你去找他。”
Now the first time he met Jesus, he went away to find his brother and tell him that we found a Messiah. Let's go meet him.
现在呢，也是在没有问题，有问题不能解决的时候，也是他找到有人哦， 在这么多人当中，其他人都没有带东西，只有一个人带五个饼，两条鱼。
So when there was still no solutions, and he found the partial answer, he found someone with some food and five loaves and two small fish.
安德烈是一个能够解决问题的一个好帮手来的。
Andrew was a very good helper for a solution.
开始的时候，门徒们说：“叫他们回去吧。”耶稣不要。
You see, at the beginning, some disciples say, "Hey, just let them go." And Jesus did not want to do that.
然后呢，第二个的方法说，再多的钱买也不够吃。
The second solution is say, there was not enough money and not enough food.
现在呢，而且呢，地点也这么远了，要去买又花很长的时间了。
And also, it was far away from the town, and it takes time.
现在我发现到当中有人带五条饼，五个饼，两条鱼。
Right now, among the crowd, and someone has had five loaves and two small fish.
所以呢，他不太肯定这个能够解决吗？这么少的食物。
Andrew wasn't sure how to provide enough food.
但是总之呢，他晓得说。好了，既然是这样的一点点的资料材料，我先把它带到耶稣的面前来先。
So, Andrew thought about that, and regardless the amount of a resource, let's take that in front to Jesus.
所以你看安德烈哦，他不但是一个常常把人带到耶稣面前来的人，而且呢，他是一个人缘很好的弟兄。
So we can see that not only Andrew always finding people and take them to Jesus. He also a person with good people skill.
圣经记载说有一次腓尼尼人啊，他们想见耶稣的时候。
Also in the Bible, there was an event that a group of people want to see Jesus.
这些腓尼人呢，就跟腓力讲，哎，我们想见耶稣。
So they talked to Philip first.
然后呢，腓力跟安德烈讲说，安德烈说好，我带他们去。安德烈呢，就把这些人带到耶稣的面前。
Philip then talked to Andrew. Andrew okayed with that, and Andrew took those people to Jesus.
所以他是一个人缘很好的人。
So he was a very nice person.
他是一个懂得帮助我们解决问题的帮手。
He also was a good helper to solve problems.
是的，我不会做。
I don't know how to do it.
但是我要把我所知道的报告给耶稣知道。
However, I need to take this to Jesus.
他就带这个孩子，拿着这个五个饼两条鱼到耶稣的面前。
So he took the kid with the food to Jesus.
五个饼是一个很简单的食物。
Five loaves is a very simple number.
两条鱼也算不了什么，可能只是一个人吃就完了。
Two fish may be good enough for one person.
但是呢，安德烈他想到的就是说，我不懂得怎么样做，但是我要告诉耶稣。
However, Andrew knew that even though he himself did not know how to fix it, and he knew Jesus.
我们看到耶稣他听到了这样的一个报告的之后
based on scriptures after Jesus heard Andrew's answer,
耶稣没有轻看这么少的食物。
And Jesus did not look down upon this this small food.
耶稣能够照着他们所有的来供给他们。
Based on that, Jesus would provide abundant for everybody.
因为耶稣呢，他是一位能够使无变成有的神。
Because Jesus can create something out of nothing.
既然能够使无变成有，
if he is the God who can create,
现在呢？我们比没有更好啊，至少我们有一点点的食物啊。
at that moment, there were some food.
食物都可以变成油了，再有一点点熟，更是不成问题了。
If Jesus can create something out of nothing, and then to make something to turn more from less is also very easy.
所以我们看到呢，这些门徒们哦，他们好像忘记了神呢是能够化少为多的神迹。
We can see that those disciples probably forgot that Jesus can perform the miracle and to make less to more.
因为在旧约圣经里边有很多神呢行了化少为多的神迹。
In old scriptures, there had so many miracles of this type.
门徒们好像忘记了啊。
It looks like that the disciples probably forgot.
在列王记上那边。
In Kings,
讲到有一个先知的太太。
It talks about a wife of a disciple.
他呢来求以利沙这位先知，我来求以利沙。
He begged one of the prophet.
他说我们什么都没有了，而且债主呢来追求来讨债，我们可能要去做奴仆了。
She said, we had nothing now, and we also have people are pursuing their debts.
然后伊丽莎跟他说什么呢？怎样解决他的问题呢？
So the prophet asked him, what I can do for you?
伊丽莎说，你去向你家里还有什么？他说只有一点点油。现在你去向别人哦，邻舍呢借空的器皿，装油的器皿。
He said, what do you have at home? He said, I only have a bottle of oil. He said, why don't you, to borrow, lots of empty, devices?
你能够借多少，尽量借，借多越好。
You can borrow as many as you could.
然后借了之后呢，你把门关上，然后你就把你的油本来有的倒在那些空器皿上。
And after you got all those empty utensils, and you can start to pour the oil out.
这个妇人呢，照着做的时候啊，
the wife did exactly what she was told.
她的油呢，倒在空气里上呢，一直倒不完的，一直倒倒就有的。
He filled all those empty containers.
倒到所有借来的空的器皿都倒满了，油就停了。
After he filled all of them, and the oil stopped to pouring out.
所以这个是旧约圣经的记载。
This is the record in old scripture.
门徒们应该是听过的。
The disciples should have known about that.
所以是在有五个饼两条鱼，他们忘记了耶稣也是能够这样做。
So with the five loaves and the two fish, and they forgot that Jesus could perform the same miracle.
过去先知们所行的神迹，今天耶稣也能够重新再演。
So in the past, the prophets has performed the same miracles, and Jesus definitely can do it.
甚至呢，还要加以发扬光大。
As a matter of fact, can even make it better.
其实列王记下呢还有另外一个的神迹也是以少变多的。
So in the second Kings, and there's also example,
这边也是讲到这个小小的麦饼呢，穗子哦，就是那个麦子啊，也是能够供应给这么多人吃。
It's talk about that a little bit the wheat, barley can also feed a large amount of people.
所以呢，如果他们曾经想起这样的一个神迹
，If the disciples could remember those miracles，
这一点点出手的大麦呢，也能够给一百多人吃，而且还有剩。
So for a little bit of barley and it can feed 100 people and with also with some leftover。
今天跟我们在一起的这位耶稣、这位基督、这位弥赛亚，他也一定能够做。
So for the Messiah who were with the disciples could definitely perform the same thing.
你看门徒们没有想到这样的事情。
We could see that the disciples didn't realize that.
很多时候呢，我们也在处理件事，我们常常想到金钱的问题、人事的问题、地点的问题，很多很多的问题，自己想出了很多。
So many occasions, just like the disciples, we thought about the money, and we thought about the relationship. There's many, many problems.
我们却忘记了要带到耶稣的面前。
We forgot that we should bring these problems in front of Jesus.
把这个问题交给耶稣，看耶稣要怎么样做。
We gave this problem to Jesus and let Jesus to solve it.
常常我们的担心呢，超乎了我们的信心。
Many occasions, our worries overburdened our faith.
使到很多的事情呢，都不能够去进行。
So there are many things we are stuck.
所以还好在这样一个问题发生的时候，在这个难题要解决的时候，没有办法的时候。
Fortunately, and while facing no solutions,
总算呢，有人这个安德烈呢，把一点点收带到耶稣的面前，向耶稣报告了。我们只有这些现在。
So eventually, Andrew took this issue to Jesus.
所以耶稣听到报告，也接受了这样的一个奉献之后啊。
So after hear Andrew's answer and he accepted.
接下去呢，看耶稣怎么样做了。
Subsequently, let's take a look at what Jesus did.
所以我们看到耶稣做事的方法。
We can see how Jesus solved the problem.
就是真正去解决问题的方法。
This is the true way to solve the problem.
圣经说耶稣叫门徒们告诉那些人说叫门坐下来叫门坐下来。
Jesus told disciples to tell the people to sit down.
因为圣经还特别形容我说那因为那边的地方呢草很多啊所以可以坐下去。
Specifically in the Bible, it said there were many tall grasses, so to sit down.
坐下来之后呢，他们就照着设计这样坐着，就看哇，有几排呀、啊，一排一百人，哇，差不多有50排，就5000人啊，他们就马上了解那个数目，大概有5000多人啊。
So when those large crowd sat down, and the number was relatively obvious, there were about 5,000 people.
所以耶稣叫他们。要他们按照出席很整齐的坐下来之后等候
So Jesus asked them to sit in lines and wait
然后耶稣开始做事了、
Jesus started to work
圣经说耶稣拿起饼来
So Jesus took the bread
祝谢
and give a bless
就分给
and then distributed to the people
所以你看耶稣做事情呢他先拿祝谢分给门徒叫门徒分出去
We can see that Jesus took the bread and gave a bless and distributed to these people
很简单的三个步骤
So it's a very simple three steps
现在呢这个小孩子所奉献的五个饼两条鱼已经在耶稣的手中了
So at that moment and the bread from the little kid
然后呢，耶稣祝谢了，祈求神了
，and Jesus blessed it，
然后才交给门徒们
，and they gave to the disciples，
叫门分给坐坐的人
，then distributed to all those who sat。
所以你看，每一件东西放在耶稣的手中的时候，就有神迹发生。
We can see that everything in Jesus' hand.And there is association of miracles.
耶稣能够在他的手中将这些食物呢倍增增加。
And Jesus can multiply and hundreds of times of the whatever in his hand.
门徒们现在所要做的是什么
？So what should the disciples do?
他们很荣幸啊。
They were honored.
他们能够把耶稣手中的食物呢？透过他们呢，分给那些有需要的人。
So they could, they are part of the steps that they can help distribute all this food.
所以耶稣做事的方法，真正是解决问题的方法。
That's we can see that Jesus had the real way to solve the problem.
这些所有的许多人呢，他们的需要都得做了满足，得做了解决。
So all the need and for those 5,000 people, they have been met.
甚至耶稣说，还有剩下来的不要吵他，收拾起来，他们装满了十二个篮子。
And Jesus also asked the disciples to collect the leftovers, and they filled 12 baskets.
哎，你们不是有十二个门徒吗？我的啊，你们十二个人嘛。
So, was that a coincidence for the 12 disciples?
剩下的一个人拿一篮回去。
So, every disciple can get a basket of food.
你们的下一餐解决了。
So the next problem also.The next meal also being solved.
我们看到了耶稣呢，他解决问题呢，常常超出我们的想象。
So from that, we can see the Jesus solved the problem. What's the way of Jesus solve problem is beyond our imagination.
因为他是生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life.
他不但是关心我们身体上的需要。
Not only he cares our need physically.
他也关心我们灵命上的需要。
He also cares our need spiritually.
所以主耶稣呢，他解决了他们的难题。
You see, Jesus solved their challenge.
但是呢，在这个时候，耶稣呢，要向门徒们，要向他们表现出我解决困难的问题的这个步骤。
See, Jesus wanted to demonstrate that the steps that how he solved the problem.
有难题要解决的时候啊
，So whenever there is a problem，
耶稣解决的问题是从你所有的开始来。
We can see the first step is that we start from what we have。
有问题了之后，不是一直在问题里边，在那边走不出来，而是我们说有什么，我要贡献出我的什么东西。
So when we are facing some problems。And we should not be trapped about that. We should offer what we have.
有带一点东西带到耶稣的面前。
That's the reason Andrew, when he saw the kids have some food, and he took him to Jesus.
就算是我只有这样一点点的才干，这样一点点的恩赐，我献上给主。
So, for whatever we have, for this little bit talent or resource, we offer that to Jesus.
将我所有的交给他
，so offer what we have, all what we have to him.
然后听他吩咐我怎么样去做
，and listen for his command.
所以主耶稣吩咐他们坐下来等候，然后就分配给他们去吃了。
So Jesus asked those people to sit down and wait.
吃的时候，他们照着去行，照着做的时候
，so they followed as what they were told.
结果呢是令他们出乎意料。
The result is surprising.
既然吃不完啊。
Yet there was an abundant food.
分给他们吃的时候啊。
When they are eating, they were eating.
门徒们没有说，哎，你只是咬一口哦，还要传给旁边的人啊，不能够吃完它。
The disciples may have asked.There's a crowd to, you know, have a bite, then pass to the next person.
顶传下去的时候，你要拿多少你就拿吧。
So, when you it's passed to you, just take whatever you need.
哇，大家都吃得饱足啊。
So everybody was full.
效果呢，出乎意外的。
This is a surprising result.
所以呢，就给我们学习到说，当我愿意把我最小或者是最少的。都愿意全部献给神的时候。
So what we can learn is, if we would like to offer, what we have, the least what we have or whatever we have to Jesus.
只要是出于甘心的、乐意的。
If it's out of our heart.
主耶稣从来没有轻看说这么少、这么小。
Jesus never looked down upon this little amount.
所以这个小孩子呢，当安德烈说：“来，我把那个手带给耶稣好吗？奉献出来。”他就是很单纯，哈、啊，就跟着去了。
So when Jesus, when Andrew asked the kid to take his food to Jesus, and he was very happy to take his basket to Jesus.
耶稣要的是我们甘心乐意的奉献。
Jesus want our offering out of our heart.
而不在乎你的多少。
He doesn't care how much it is.
所以主耶稣没有嫌弃这个小孩子所奉献出来的。
Jesus did not look down on this the offering from the kids.
反而因着他所奉献的这么一点点呢，让这么多的人得着福气。
On the contrary, and based on this small amount of food, and it's multiplied that many times.
有一首诗歌呢，讲到这个它的歌名叫做“朋友”，两个字的“朋友”。
There is a song and a name with the name of a friends.
写这首诗歌的人呢，他有一天呢，他是一个主日学老师，在教会里边，有一天他做了一个梦。
The author before he wrote this song, he or she had a dream.
他梦见了他来到天堂。
The dream was that he went to heaven.
真的是天堂就好像圣经里面所形容的，哇，披衣的金黄色的路啊，黄金路啊，还有披衣城啊，什么，哇，真的是那么美好。
The heaven in the dream was just like described elsewhere in the scripture, and the street of gold and decorated with all kinds of jewelries.
他就跟着人群，这么多的人，突然间我的世界这么多的人朝向那个地方走，朝着天了，他跟着大家一起人群走向去。
There was a large crowd moving towards a direction, so he followed the crowd.
然后走走走的时候呢，突然间有一个少年人跑到他的前面来。
While he was walking, and there was someone and come in front of him.
他就说，他那个少年就说，哎，老师，老师。
Yes, say, hey, teacher.
他就看到，哎，这个人是谁啊？你怎么知道我是主日学老师？你说叫我老师，我都不认识你。
He looked at that person and he couldn't remember and what a,He is.
这个少年人说，老师你忘记我了，因为那个是很多年的事情了，你叫我在主日学的时候呢，我还是很小很小的孩子，小孩子。
That person told him that, you probably forgot, and it was many years ago, and you taught the Sunday school, and I was in the class.
老师啊，你知道吗？
He said, teacher, do you know that?
就是你在主日学你教导我们要怎样信耶稣，要怎样爱耶稣，要怎样跟随耶稣。
You have taught us how to follow Jesus.
所以呢，我听了你的话，你为我祷告的时候，我听了你的话，我跟随耶稣。所以今天呢，我才能够跟你一样朝着这条路走啊。
So it was the reason that I listened your teaching to follow Jesus. That was the that's the reason that I can go together towards this direction.
他说，哦，你是某某学生哦。
And he said, oh, I remember.
他又在继续走啊。
So he continued to walk.
然后突然间呢，有一个皮肤比较黑的就跑出来，说，哎，某某人叫他了。
Suddenly, there was someone with a dark skin and kind of yelled at him.
他说，我很感激你，我很感谢你。
He said, I appreciate your help.
是因为几年前啊。
It was because, a few years ago.
你们哦，你们那班人是一个宣教队来到我们的乡村。
Your group, are preaching in our village.
我们的乡村是一个很穷苦的乡村。
Our village was very poor.
我们什么都没有。
We don't have anything.
你们来了之后，你们把你们所有的都给了我们。
You have given us everything you took to us.
然后你告诉我，耶稣爱我，上帝爱我，上帝要拯救我。
You told us that Jesus loves us and the Lord loves us and wants to save us.
你们离开之后，我们就在乡村里边建了一个小教堂。
After your departure, and we constructed a little church.
我们全村的人都归向耶稣了。
All the villagers are start to follow Jesus.
所以今天啊，我能够跟你一起走在这条道路上，是因为你啊。
Because of you, and I can walk on the same path.
哎，这个弟兄就醒过来了。
So the brother woke up after that.
他非常的激动啊。
He was very touched.
他就马上想到说，主啊，我在教会里边我所奉献的是一点点的力量，一点点的贡献。
He said, Lord, I just offered a little bit of what I have.
那些我教的小孩子呢，既然他们都信耶稣了，他们都蒙恩得救了。
So the kids I taught and they have been saved.
我有时候呢，请两个礼拜的假，也跟着宣教队到一些地方偏僻的地方去传福音，做宣教的工作。
Occasionally.I took 2 weeks vacation to go with the preaching groups to other places.
能够叫整村的人都信主啊。
It was a thrilling that these people can be saved by our actions.
他说神啊，我所信上的这么一点点，但是呢，经过你的手之后，经过你的带领，经过你的圣灵的感动之后，竟然有这么大的收获收成。
So Lord, although we offered just a little.However, through your hand, and the result has been very surprising, huge.
耶稣解决问题的方法。
So we can see, that's the way Jesus solved the problem.
从我们所有的开始。
Start with what we have.
把我们所有的愿意奉献给他来使用。
Offer what we have to him.
照着他的命令，照着他的吩咐，照着旨意去做。
So follow his orders his command to do.
像那个小孩子一样存着单纯的信心。
So just like the kids, with a simple faith.
完全一个正确的动机来侍奉他。
To serve the Lord with a right attitude.
这么微小的奉献，这么微小的行动，都能够成为一个很大的祝福。
So such a tiny offering and can turn to be a huge blessing.
所以很多时候呢，是我们不肯不愿意。
So many times, it's probably because we do not want to.
我们不愿意的时候呢，我们就有很多的理由，很多的原因。
So when we are not willing, and we will find many excuses.
天色晚了，时间不够了。
It's getting late, and there's not enough time.
路途很远，人手不够。
It's too far, and there's not enough resource.
我们就不愿意把自己交出来，担心这个，担心那个。
We are not willing to offer ourselves, and we concern this, and we thought about that.
然后呢，我们所做的就是站在那边犹豫不决，不懂得怎样做，所以就永远不能做。
So all we do is take no actions.
所以。之前门徒们提出的方法，耶稣都不满意，都不能够接受。
So you can see that Jesus did not accept all the previous solutions from disciples.
一直到安德烈把这个小孩子带到耶稣的面前，把奉献的交给耶稣之后。
So until Andrew took the kids and took the problem in front of Jesus.
当有人愿意将所有的交给耶稣的时候
，When there's someone willing to offer what all they have to Jesus.
当耶稣吩咐这样做这样做，他们也愿意照着去做的时候。
When we follow Jesus' command to do,
我们看到这个神迹就出现了。
We can see the miracles happens.
然后问题解决了。
That's the solution. The problem solved.
神的名也得着荣耀。
So God's name.Is being glorified.
所以求神帮助我们。
We pray the Lord can help us.
我们是对主说：“主啊，我肯愿意把这个小小的献给。”
Let us reply to Jesus to say, "Hey, Lord, we can, we will."
我们是对主说：“主啊，你来使用吧。”
Let us talk to Jesus and say, "Please use me."
让他。让我们也能够被他成被他使用，也借助这个事情为他成就更大的事。
So, let Jesus to use us, and so we can be part of his fulfillment.
神的名也因着我们得着荣耀。
So God's name will be glorified.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你是那一位是无变成有的神。
Because you are the Lord that can create from out of nothing.
我们也在这个时候愿意向主说，主啊，我们愿意把自己奉献给你。
At this moment, we are willing to tell you that we are willing to offer ourselves.
所以我们所做的、所献上的可能是很少，也是很小。
Although what we do and what we offer may be just very tiny.
但是我们相信放在你的手中，你就能够成就出乎意料我们的事情。
However, we believe that through your hands, and this can be a big achievement.
我们愿意把每个自己，把我们的教会都放在耶稣的手中，交在耶稣的手中。
We're willing to put each of us and our church in the hand of Jesus.
求神使用我们每个人所献出的每一份的力量。
Lord, please use each of our offering
来成就你的事工
to fulfill your work
让你的名借着我们得着当得的荣耀
May your name be exalted through us
奉耶稣的名祷告
In the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
唱一首诗歌第57首信靠耶稣请大家一同站立
Please stand up We'll respond with the hymn 57 Trust in Jesus